This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So apparently there's a survey out on who is the most stressed state in 2020. Now, I would think all the states are pretty stressed. I would think New York and California would probably be the most stressed. But in this one poll being done by Natrol Relaxia, called a one-poll survey, they found that Missouri, is the one U.S. state that is more stressed than the rest. So the show me state appeared to be more worried about their finances, the coronavirus pandemic, U.S. politics, and current events in 2020 than any other. Now, that's what they say. Apparently, they say Missourians spent a whopping 3 hours and 18 minutes a day worrying about stressful situations in their lives. Mississippi came in second, with 3 hours and 12 minutes of daily worrying. West Virginia came in third with 3 hours and 6 minutes of daily worrying. Then came Georgia, Louisiana, and Vermont. They all tied as fourth. The least stressed out state, Iowa. Now, that was based on survey answers from respondents. Now, I stress about things. I worry just like anybody else. I don't really clock it. I don't really time it that much. I don't, you know. But whenever you see something like this, you kind of have to look at the bigger picture. So collectively, the one poll found 72% of Americans found 2020 to be the most stressful year of their lives. 57% think they are more stressed than they have ever been. Now, those numbers are a little low to me. You would think 2020 would have been the most stressful for many people, but some got out of their stressful situations. If you work in a toxic environment and you got to work at home, you found it kind of nice. If you were able to make more money on unemployment than you were at work, you made more money. If you were in an industry that exploded during the COVID pandemic, if you had, you know, stock in Amazon and Zoom, you made money. So maybe 28% of Americans, you know, did well. But, you know, most part, no. 57% think they're more stressed than they've ever been. I would have expected there to be a higher number. So what were people worried about? Well, one was lack of savings. They said 38%. The state of the country, 35%. The presidential election worried people, 30%. Living paycheck to paycheck, 29%. Worrying about coronavirus infections, 28%. So what this exemplified and was evidence to was people were more worried about the economy and what was going on around them, more so than COVID. This is something I have said since day one with COVID. COVID is scary. But you lose people, you lose their engagement, you lose them being on board when, one, they think they were lied to, and there was a back and forth on, you know, masks, no masks, wear the masks, lockdown, shutdown. And once you take away somebody's ability to feed their family, that's what they're going to worry about, not a virus, even though the virus can kill. So the stress, right, and, you know, the driving factor for people to maybe drink, do more drugs, relapse, isn't a coronavirus. It's the economy around it. Now, people will say, yeah, but it was the virus that caused all of this.
Yeah,
the virus did, but I think the virus didn't have to. I think there was political government officials that liked the control. I think there are government officials that are so worried about the lawsuits that they erred on the side of caution. If you had a population screaming that we're going to sue you if we die, if they have to choose death or economy, they're going to choose protecting people from dying. And so they're under the guise that lockdowns is protecting people from dying. And there was a study that came out, we discussed that yesterday, where they said the lockdowns really didn't do much. When you look at Sweden and South Korea, who didn't do as strict a lockdowns, if you look at what's going on with California, California has the strictest of lockdowns than anybody else. They still have high cases. So, you know, government officials, again, what are their jobs? What is a government's official main job to do? To make sure he and his party get reelected. That's their main job. You would think, oh, it's the people. Well, if it's really the people, then we would have seen much different action. But, you know, their job is to make sure that they get reelected and they don't get sued and they don't hurt the party. They may not say that, they may not think that, but eventually those are some of the rules they make. So, you know, Iowa being least stressed, maybe it's because in Iowa, their leadership was a little different. You know, in Iowa, they weren't as strict on masks and things like that. Maybe it's their way of life. I don't know. So it's definitely interesting. So people are stressed about their jobs, finances, politics, holidays, the pandemic. When people are overwhelmed, this is Harel Shapira, Natrol's director of marketing, and I don't know what product they do, but they're the ones that sponsor this survey. They said when people are overwhelmed, stressed, and anxious, they just don't feel like themselves. Acknowledging the everyday situations that create occasional stress and anxiety, and knowing there are simple measures that can be taken to be more successful in dealing with it is key to working through these moments. So what we're going to talk about next is how to decrease the stress. All right, we're stressed. I think meditation is great, but you have people out there that are beyond themselves. Half the country is excited with the new president. The other half the country is scared to death. And they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So we're going to talk about stress, how to reduce stress. What are some easy, practical things to do? Not the, eat a salad. I'm going to come up with some real practical things. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're talking about stress, you know, some of you are saying, I'm good. Dr. Dahlia, I'm good. You know, I got myself in, you know, a routine. I'm fine. Good. Then you don't have to listen. But for those of you married to that person who thinks they're fine, you might want to just see if they have any of these following symptoms. Because these are signs of stress. Are they quick-tempered? Are they just quick to blow up at the dog, the cat, the kids, you? Are they having trouble sleeping? Are they overeating? Are they under-eating? Are they making poor food choices? Saying, you know what, just, I want to find a buffet or an all-you-can-eat. Are they having memory loss? Are they forgetting things? Are they not concentrating well? Their sex drive. Are they less interested in sex? If my husband was less interested in sex, that's when I know, that's when I call an ambulance. That's when something is wrong. If there is a poor attitude towards exercise, if you're like, you know what, let's work out, let's go out for a walk, nah, I'll pass. That could be because they're stressed. They might not be walking around going, oh, I'm stressed and fidgety. If they don't have motivation. If they aren't really empathetic. You know, gosh, you know, somebody was shot when he was walking his dog. Oh. You want to watch some on TV? You know, and you're like, that. You would have normally been like, oh, that's horrible. By the way, I think they've already made one arrest. That Philadelphia man that was walking his dog at 7 o'clock at night, that was mugged, didn't have any money on him, and got shot and killed. I believe they found one of the assailants, and I thought they arrested a second one. But, you know, you tell somebody that story, and they're like, eh, what else? Sometimes a lack of empathy, you know, because they got enough stuff on their plate. They can't be really there for anybody else right now. Somebody has headaches, stomach aches. Their periods are off. Their erections are poor. They have weight gain, weight loss, fatigue. Sometimes they could be hyperactive. Sometimes they could just really seem to be just out of it. They aren't really, you know, they're lacking attention to detail. You know, usually you would season the food. You've never made, you know, steak like this before. Because, again, their minds are somewhere else. And if they're frequently getting sick, frequent infections. So, you know, I know I'm getting stressed when I'm tired, when I don't really want to go to work. You know, if I feel like calling out of work, I never do because I'm a workaholic. If I'm not sleeping, if I'm exhausted, if I'm like, I don't care. You know, if I feel underappreciated, if I feel like it doesn't matter, I'm trying to help a patient and they're yelling at me because they wanted an antibiotic and we're not supposed to give an antibiotic for some conditions. You know, after a while, you're like, this stinks. If I do something wrong and I blame it on the kids, that could be a sign that I'm stressed out. If you think about quitting. So, all right, so how do you fight the stress? How do you fight the anxiety? Now, if you guys have noticed, and I know we have a lot of new listeners, but throughout this whole pandemic, I have not yelled at you guys for watching Netflix. Why? Watching TV isn't the healthiest activity. It's not very good on your back. It's not good for your muscles. It's not good for your core. You're not moving. You're not exercising. You're sitting there eating. Why have I not gotten on you guys for watching Netflix or TV? Because I think that has helped some of your stress. In fact, even in the study that was that one poll survey, they said that how some people address their stress and anxiety is they turn to, quote, mindless entertainment. You know, I caught up on Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai, if you haven't seen, is this new TV show. I guess it's been out for a while. I had no idea because I really wasn't watching a lot of TV. I didn't have time. But my kid turned me onto it and said, yeah, it's the Karate Kid guy's all old. And I'm like, the Karate Kid guy's all old? What are you talking about? Well, yeah, as the Karate Kid movies and all of them in the 80s are now older. And I'm going to say they're old because some of them are in their 50s. But they're older than me, but then they're definitely older than my kid. And it was kind of a cute show. And it was a little cheesy. It was a little nostalgic. But I got to say, it was kind of nice watching something. And it wasn't that heavy. I like movies like Ted and Deadpool because they're stupid funny. I call movies stupid funny when you really don't have to think. You don't have to figure out a murder mystery. Now, for some people, they like that. They like looking at murder mysteries. Like that movie Knives Out, was it? I forget. Anyway, so some people like murder mysteries. Some people like, you know, Game of Thrones where they just see people, you know, kill each other and have sex. I thought Game of Thrones was fantastic, but it's kind of heavy. Not a de-stressor. Some people like love stories, but for me, I want to laugh and I want to see stupid funny and I want a feel good story. So for me, that helped, you know, being able to, after, you know, working, go and look, you know, let's watch something on TV. Below Deck is a TV show I've been watching. I never thought I would watch a TV show about people, you know, working on a yacht, but it's mindless. It wastes, I mean, it's, it, you know, when you watch shows like that, you do waste time. And for somebody like me that hates wasting time, there's always things to do. But what I do is that I exercise while watching it. I'll be on the treadmill. Or I might be working on a report while it's going on in the background. So mindless entertainment allows me to still do something in the background, but kind of get that de-stressor. So I think that works. Taking walks, exercising is huge. We opened the show earlier today with Peloton versus gym membership. I'm fine with either, as long as you do exercise every day. Take the dog out for a walk. And here's the thing. People don't like to take their dog out because of the poo-poo. You know, there's all these signs that you have to pick up the poo-poo. You have to get your dog trained. My dog knows that we're going to go straight to the park. All right? She does her poo-poo. I pick it up. When I know she's done, then the rest of the walk can all be about just the walk. I mean, she'll go pee-pee here and tinkle there and there, but at least I don't have to worry about the poo-poo part. You have extra bags, and it works. You know, and maybe bring an extra bag, because if you don't have garbage nearby, you could double, triple bag it, and you're not going to get it on anything. And it stinks, because I'll be on my walk, and I'll see little poo-poo things, you know, on the sidewalk. But, you know, if something stresses you out, find what it is that stresses you out and fix it. If the dog pooping stresses you out about the dog walk, come up with a plan. If, you know, being worried about your job not being there when you get to come back to work, all right, then, you know, then start putting your energy to a fix. Start working on your resume. Maybe start taking some online classes so you could beef up your resume and your credentials. Maybe start looking for a side job. But what we have to do is, when we're stressed about something, the reason why we get anxious and we get stressed is, one is because we keep thinking about it, which is why the mindless TV exercise can get your mind off of it, and exercise releases endorphins. But the other reason why you're stressed about it is because you don't feel like you have control. If you have a boss that you think could fire you at any second, no wonder you're stressed or anxious. You know, if you are in an industry where the governor at a whim could say, sorry, you can't reopen, no wonder, because, you know, we were trained that you reap what you sow, you know, or you work hard and you'll be rewarded. And so many of us have worked so hard, have built that restaurant, built that bar, built that salon, worked hard for a company just to find out that we're getting fired. It's very stressful. So then, you know what? Realize that you have a lot of strengths, a lot of talents, and refocus. There are going to be jobs. They might be different jobs. But, you know, you'll just realize that even if you're in your 50s or 60s and you're like, look, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes, you can. For any of you that learned how to use a smartphone, you all could learn new tricks. And it's not all about knowing how to use a computer. And then if that is an issue, if the type of line of business you like, I mean, if that's what's stressing you out about a new job, is I don't know Excel or I don't know certain software platforms, then fine. Do an online class. Study YouTube. You could self-teach anything now. So I want you to find the humor. I want you to take care of yourself. I do want you to eat well. Get a massage if you can. Do some yoga. Exercise. If there's something you don't want to do that you don't have to do, you could do the 4 D's, deflect, defer, deter, and delegate, duck, dodge, dive, right? You could deflect, defer, deter, and delegate. If there's things that you feel overwhelmed at work, make small goals. You know, everybody's stressing us that we have to lose weight. Don't, you know, try to lose 60 pounds. Try to lose 5 pounds. But, you know, if you need to, get some help. See a therapist. But don't let anxiety consume you. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Tuesday, one day before Joe Biden becomes America's next president. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting to consider President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Avril Haines lays out what she believes is the greatest challenge she will face.
But perhaps the greatest challenge to be faced by the next DNI, internally and externally, including with the workforce, this committee and the public, is building the trust and confidence necessary to protect the American people.
Millions of Americans are getting their coronavirus vaccine, but scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation. The FBI issuing a warning about those who are selling fake COVID-19 vaccines online. They previously warned of scam artists that were selling phony test kits for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. A tit-for-tat taking place in Washington, D.C. as President Trump issues an executive order.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Conservative book publisher Regnery announced they will publish a new book by Senator Josh Hawley on censorship by big tech. Last week, publisher Simon & Schuster dropped the title with Hawley after he objected to the certification of Pennsylvania's election results. Regnery president and publisher Thomas Spence saying the warning in his book about censorship obviously could not be more urgent. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you are a little confused with what's going on with travel. President Donald Trump last night had lifted coronavirus-related travel restrictions for much of Europe, the UK, Ireland, and Brazil. And that was going to take place on January 26th. So there's a new order from the CDC on people traveling back to the United States or coming into the U.S. having negative COVID tests, but other more restrictive bans were lifted by an executive order from President Donald Trump last night. The Biden administration, however, has promised to block that, according to CNN. So in an executive order issued Monday, Trump said he has been advised to lift restrictions on incoming travelers to the United States from the 26 European countries, in the Shenzhen zone, the UK, Ireland, and Brazil, but leave in place restrictions on travel from Iran and China. Trump said, I agree with the secretary that this action is the best way to continue protecting Americans from COVID-19 while enabling travel to resume safely. Now, Biden takes over tomorrow, and his income press secretary, Jen Psaki, said that the administration is not going to lift restrictions. She said, with the pandemic worsening and more contagious variants emerging around the world, this is not the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. She said, on the advice of our medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on January 26. In fact, we plan to strengthen public health measures around international travel in order to further mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So what do I think is going on? I think what's happening is President Trump has wanted to show in his presidency that he did X, Y, and Z to help. And so I think, you know, 48 hours from, or within 48 hours of him leaving office, or 36 hours of him leaving office, he wanted to show that he wanted to help the travel industry. With all the variants coming in, I think a lot of medical professionals agree that the ban should be there. So my guess is he wanted to show he was helping travel, tried to help the economy, and put Biden in a position where Biden had to block travel. See, this is politics. This is why I really can't stand politics. Because now what has to happen is Joe Biden, coming into office, has to actually actively make a move to block international travel. So if it comes time to election, people could say, see, he did that. Same thing with this, you know, this caravan coming. This caravan is now coming from Honduras. About 8,000-9,000 people. We thought it narrowed down, but it's going to grow. It's gone through Guatemala. It's going to eventually go through Mexico. If Mexico doesn't stop the caravan, it can swell to tens of thousands of people, and they're going to come to the border. Joe Biden is going to have to actively then turn them away because there are restrictions in place. So I think President Trump wanted to set up, you know, not Joe Biden to fail, but for Joe Biden to not be able to coast on some of Trump's executive actions that might have been temporarily working. So now, you know, Biden has to actively do something to stop travel, so it can't all be blamed on Trump. That's what I think is going on there. Now, for you or I who were thinking about leaving town, we spoke about this earlier this hour, and I'll review it again really quickly here, or earlier this show, is for those travelers that are flying to the United States, including U.S. citizens, coming back home, if you go away for travel, you need to provide proof of a negative coronavirus test. If you're going to the U.S., Virgin Islands, or Puerto Rico, if you go by land, you're exempt. But if you're flying, you're going to the British Virgin Islands, you need to show proof. The CDC confirmed in a statement that the order will go into effect January 26. So, basically, there are several coronavirus tests available. What I'm a little confused about is if you could do the over-the-counter, you know, there's like $150 ones you could purchase, $120 to $150 ones you could purchase. I don't know if you are going to be able to purchase those, use those, because according to the CDC, the airline needs to see proof, an electronic copy or something on paper. So I don't know if you'll be able to run around with the, you know, test strip or whatever it's using. And, you know, after a day or two, it could start to look blurred. And so that's a little interesting. So they said several different types of coronavirus tests are available with varying levels of accuracy, which is another problem. We spoke about that. If you have a positive test, you need to wait for it to turn negative for you to travel back and get back home. I don't want to be stranded outside the country. So the gold standard is the PCR. PCR looks at active COVID-19 infections and picks up the DNA. The rapid antigen tests look for pieces of the virus's surface protein. And the blood test, that looks for antibodies. That's not what they want. Because you could have been exposed, build antibodies, but how do we know you aren't actively infected? So we're talking about a rapid antigen test or a PCR. They say, according to the CDC, viral tests, either of them are valid to enter the U.S. So travelers will have to take a PCR or a rapid antigen test as long as the written documentation of test results, paper or electronic copy, can be provided to the airline. So if you are backpacking or going somewhere rural, you have to either bring a test with you that can be, I guess, validated by somebody, or find a place where you can get tested, and then they provide you the proof. When should you get tested? You have to have a negative test no more than 3 days before your flight. So you can't get there, do the test, hopefully wait the 3-4 days, get it back, and then leave a couple days later. So you need to time this pretty accurately. It might take 3 days for you to get your test back. So you have to have shown the negative test no more than 3 days before your flight, which means at the 3-day mark, you have to do it, and then hopefully you get the result back while you're waiting at the airport. I don't like the way that is. A rapid test is great, but the rapid tests have varying degrees of accuracy. You know how a pregnancy test could still be positive weeks after you give birth? Because the circulating hormone? Well, you know, you might have pieces of coronavirus antigens in your system. And so the rapid test will give you results quickly, but that could be false positive sometimes. The question they have here, what if I'm connecting in the U.S.? This is according to thepointsguy.com, but I'm not staying in the U.S. If you're entering the U.S. for any reason, you still need a negative test. If your flight to the U.S. is delayed, you will have to be retested if the delay causes your test to fall outside the 3-day testing window. That 3 days is going to be tricky. Now, what if you're gone less than 3 days? They say if you get a negative test, travel and return within 3 days, the test before departing the U.S. will be accepted. So they just need to know that your test was negative for that. So if you're only, let's say, going to London for the day from New York, you do your test before you leave, and then you come back. Okay? What if you've recently recovered from COVID-19? So this is going to give you an out. If you had recent COVID, you could be positive for months. So travelers can provide documentation if they have recovered from COVID-19 in the past 3 months. Acceptable documentation is a positive test and a letter from a healthcare provider stating that you're cleared to travel. The CDC does not recommend getting tested again in the 3 months after a positive result because you might be positive for months. Now, like I said, it gets tricky because if you didn't know you were positive, you might show a positive on your trip. So you might want to do a practice test before you leave. Okay? What if you were vaccinated against COVID-19? Doesn't matter. If you were vaccinated, you still have to show a negative COVID-19 test. Why? Well, because vaccination doesn't mean you're COVID-free. It just means you might not get deadly sick, hopefully. But it doesn't mean you still can't get the virus and transmit it. We still don't have the data on that yet. Now, some people say, but what about the antibodies? If I got the COVID vaccine, I'll show a positive. No, because the viral tests are only looking for viral pieces, and the vaccine does not put any viral pieces into you. Okay? I know it helps you make a spike protein, but that's not what it's looking for. So I hope that kind of answers the question. Children under 2 are exempt, but older, they have to show proof. 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I don't think I've ever had a Hot Pocket. Maybe I've had one Hot Pocket my whole life. Well, apparently there's a huge recall because there were complaints of glass and plastic in the product. Nestle has had to call back more than 762,000 pounds of pepperoni Hot Pockets. That's a huge recall, one of the biggest I've heard. So Nestle Prepared Foods is calling back 762,000 pounds of pepperoni Hot Pockets after consumers complained of finding pieces of glass or plastic in the product, according to Fox News. At least one instance did result in minor oral injury. Can you imagine swallowing glass? And people don't usually look at their Hot Pocket. I mean, you know, when you're eating something, it's in the shape that I guess you could just hold on to, unless you use a fork and knife. I don't know. I don't eat Hot Pockets. So apparently there has been a recall. The Kentucky-based company, Nestle, said it received four complaints involving the not-ready-to-eat products, which were produced from November 13th to November 16th. Now, the product has a shelf life of 14 months. And a lot of us did buy things that you could freeze and reheat because with the COVID pandemic, we wanted to make sure that if we couldn't get to a grocery store, we had food at the house. So I wouldn't be surprised that they were a hot commodity item. So the company is recalling all 54-ounce carton packages containing 12 Nestle Hot Pocket brand sandwiches, premium pepperoni made with pork, chicken, and beef, pizza garlic butter crust. Gosh, that sounds good. Best before February 2022. There's a bunch of lot codes. Go to their website to look at it. The product was distributed to retailers across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. On the company's website, a recall notice noted that other variations of the product, including those that were packaged in 2, 5, and 17 count, are not impacted. They do apologize for any inconvenience. I don't know what happened. They don't know what happened. Anybody who discovers the recalled product in the freezer should throw it away, return it to the place of purchase, and those with additional questions can contact customer service. That is scary. I was always trained to examine my food. And having worked at a restaurant, I always recommend examining because you just don't know who's going to spit in it. I don't really trust a lot of people smiling at you. I think maybe you should see that Below Deck show. Below Deck is that show that it follows yachties, people working on a yacht, and you hear them badmouth and talk trash and throw shade on the clients, and then the clients give a $15,000 tip and they complain about it. And the people complain about it. And I'm thinking $15,000. They're like, oh, that was low. It's like, are you kidding me? And I get that's where they need their money, and it's all relative. If somebody gave you $20,000 one day, whoever gives you $15,000 looks like a cheapskate, but man. Well, I'm definitely not taking a yacht anytime soon. But having worked in a restaurant, yeah, if people think they get gypped with the tip, they're not happy. But with a recall like this, what could have happened in the manufacturer? Would there be glass or plastic? So you have to search your food. You just can't trust that a company is doing everything right, especially with people social distancing and wearing masks and fogging up their glasses while they're wearing the mask, or people maybe having brain fog from having COVID, or people on marijuana. We don't know. You know, and again, I'm not bad-mouthing marijuana, but now that it's legal, a lot of people use it. They have ADA protections where they can, you know, be on the job with marijuana depending on where they work. So it's something to think about. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So states are starting to mass vaccinate, and they are hopefully getting more product in. Mayor Bill de Blasio claims New York City will run out of COVID-19 vaccines in just 2 days. 52% of their supply actually was injected. But unfortunately, things have happened to other doses. I believe the holding the second shot has been very, very challenging, and implementing the vaccine at lightning speed. But New York City had surpassed its 175,000 target last week. 220,000 doses were administered. They say one New Yorker is vaccinated every 3 seconds, according to the mayor. De Blasio announced a target for 300,000 doses to be administered this coming week, but he says the city will not have enough doses to reach their goal. So I heard, was it Governor Cuomo of New York that asked Pfizer if they could just directly buy the vaccine from them? Now that's tricky. So, you know, somebody has to make the decision who gets the vaccine, which states get what. And we're trying to treat all the states equally. A New Yorker shouldn't have any more access than an Iowan or a New Mexico inhabitant or citizen. Or resident of New Mexico. And so when a state is like, to heck with this, let us just buy some, it could then interfere with some of the flow of product. Some of the smaller states that may not be able to match Governor Cuomo's price. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. So the states are saying, look, we got our acts together. We are vaccinating one person every 3 seconds in this state. So give us more. New York City has already administered 455,000 doses, but the city apparently still has about 420,000 doses unused. Not sure why he's running out. Why aren't they using that? Unless he just predicts in 2 days, they're going to run out. So it's frustrating because, you know, I think people are ready. I think you have half the country who want the shot. The other half, who knows what's going to happen if they don't want the shot, you know. But the half that do, right, they're in line. There are people that cannot wait to get their vaccine. I don't get mine till the 30th. And I'm, you know, I mean, am I excited? No. I'm never excited about getting anything injected into me. But I am very optimistic that it's going to provide a good amount of protection. Maybe not 100% protection, but a good amount. So I'm looking forward to, you know, the country being free of COVID. But, you know, I'm not like, woohoo. You know, it's, you know, not really fun getting a vaccine. Governor Jay Inslee in Washington, they're getting their acts together when it comes to vaccination by recruiting Starbucks and Microsoft. Inslee has revealed in a news conference that they have established a public-private partnership between the health department and other businesses, dubbed the Washington State Vaccine Command and Coordination Center. And what they're going to do is they're going to, you know, open up mass vaccination clinics. Starbucks is going to help with the operational efficiency. Starbucks said, now, we are not a healthcare company. Yeah, you think? That's Starbucks President and CEO Kevin Johnson. But Starbucks does operate 33,000 stores at scale, serving 100 million customers a week. And we have a world-class team of human-centered design engineers who are working under the direction of state and healthcare providers to help support the creation of vaccination centers that can scale and amplify the comfort, care, and safety of every person who gets vaccinated. Microsoft President Brad Smith said they will provide technology expertise, and they have confidence they can bring vaccines to everyone faster because of this initiative. So, you know, right now we've been using hospitals because we've been anticipating there'd be medical issues and side effects. The side effects are a lot less than we anticipated. There are still side effects, as we're seeing with a batch of Moderna vaccine had to be stopped because in California they had a pretty, you know, a large amount of side effects in using one lot of it. But, you know, we've had to kind of keep it around medical facilities. And now that people are getting a little bit more relaxed with, okay, you know, it's not really, we aren't really seeing side effects. You can vaccinate and let them go. We're going to start seeing more stores, pharmacies. Because remember, this was all supposed to be Walgreens and CVS administering it. But I think people started to worry that, you know, who's going to be administering medical care? But again, if you're going to use a Starbucks, you still have to have medical personnel there. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.